Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. Welcome back to The Natural Beauty Show. Today is a brand spotlight special. We're going to introduce three brands that have individual products with a clear focus. So joining me now are Zoe and Ali Wasfi, who are the brand founders of Wild Science Lab. Thank you both for giving me some time today. Let's start by, Zoe, perhaps you could start by telling us a bit about how on earth you came into creating a brand.
Thank you so much for your time. So I've worked for global beauty brands for many years in both the creative and practical side of product development. And when I experienced post-pregnancy hair loss due to scalp issue, struggled to find anything on shelves, you know, that actually worked. So this led me and Ali to create a brand filled with a purpose and passion.
And tell me a bit more about the pregnancy hair loss, because a lot of women do, obviously, we experience massive hormonal fluctuations, don't we, during both pregnancy and after childbirth, actually. So yeah. It affected you primarily with hair loss.
Yes, it's a temporary thing that happened after pregnancy due to hormonal, but at the same time, I've discovered that I had scalp issues because I have really a dry scalp and I should treat the scalp first, then that's going to help with the hair loss concern. So this is why we created a brand focused on a scalp-first approach. Mm-hmm. And creating this brand for the collection of hair care, we focus on scalp care before the hair care because it's a healthy scalp equal healthy hair.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ali, tell me a bit more about the brand name. Where did the brand name come from?
Actually, our brand name, Wild Science Lab, it stands for everything we believe in. So, mm-hmm. for example, wild, it represents how all our formulations aim to have the highest amount of naturally derived ingredients while still being effective. Science represents our scientific approach to all our formulations, and lab is the bringing the health and the beauty together to create scientific formulations.
Yeah, excellent. So a lot of thought's gone into the actual brand name. I know that there's often a lot of confusion for consumers, and actually some of that confusion comes from the beauty industry itself, where people don't really get the concept of something that is natural is also scientifically based. Who's best to answer that? Ali, have you got a response for that?
I have a response for that. Yes, we ensure that all our formulation are naturally derived with an ingredient that actually works. So with scientific research and advanced testing done behind these ingredients, and of course, we're focusing on ingredients being not just tested, we're also trying to use a patent ingredient. Mm-hmm. If it isn't effective and it's just there for the sake of being there, then that ingredient won't go in because it's simply not effective.
Yeah.
So we are very highly selective in terms of ingredients to ensure that this naturally derived ingredient, it gives you the effectiveness of the product.
And Zoe, I know that you've got a range of, as well as hair care, you do have skincare products as well, don't you? But let's talk specifically about the hair care at the moment, because I know that we get a lot of women listening to the show that might be suffering from hair loss due to hormonal changes. So talk to me a bit more about how your products help that healthy scalp. What sort of active ingredients do you have there?
Yeah, of course. So with the first range that we founded the company in 2018, and we worked 3 years on creating the first range, which is the scalp care range. Mm-hmm. And we launched it in December 2020, and that was during the pandemic. Yeah. So the range has been awarded more than 10 awards, that range specifically. The difference in this range, that the focus is on scalp, as I say. So it's formulated with organic aloe vera and organic hemp seed oil. Mm-hmm. And the main ingredient is CBD. So we found out different brands using CBD in skincare, but this mm-hmm. active ingredient gives a fantastic results for a scalp. So people with a dry, itchy, irritated, or as well, they do have psoriasis. We've mm-hmm. seen loads of our customers, they do suffer from psoriasis for many years, and they've been using the products and they said, oh, this is better than any medicated shampoo in the pharmacy. So this range is our hero range, it's head range, and that's a shampoo, conditioner and a serum.
And we, and, you know, we're finding CBD being used as an active ingredient in a lot of beauty products. But are you able to sort of clarify? So that I still think there's a lot of confusion for consumers, that they think that there's going to be some sort of other physical effect of using products that contain CBD, but there's no THC.
So this is the confusion what happened with CBD, because I worked previously with the brand that we were using CBD in wellness products, and we did a comprehensive study on CBD, and we know what types of CBD. There are different types of CBD, definitely. The one we use is zero THC, and it's isolate, and as well, at the same time, we make sure we test every single patch before we're using our ingredients in our products, to make sure to give that assurance to our customer that we're testing every single batch to include zero THC. We don't recommend any pregnant women or any breastfeeding to use that product, because there's not so many comprehensive studies on the effective, you know, like if it's affecting any like pregnancy or to use during pregnancy. So that's why it's still a new ingredient. But any other, you know, like if you're not pregnant, if you're not breastfeeding, you can use that ingredient. It's fantastic for scalp care.
Yeah, excellent. That's really good to hear. And tell me a bit more about your skincare range as well then. So, you know, obviously your hair care range is flying. You've got some great hero products there, but you've now branched into skincare. So tell me about that.
So in terms of skincare, we launched the, we did two collections under Wild Science Lab. So there's two collection names. There's the Leaf Flossied, which is the hair care collection, or we call it focused on scalp care. We called it Leaf Flossied because it's coming from the hemp seed and the leaves, which is the CBD. So that's the, you know, like the inspiration behind the names. And then we created a collection for skincare. So for our customers, it's easier to differentiate between skincare and hair care. And it's called Root Plus Fruit because it includes 90%, over 90% naturally derived ingredients in every single formulation. We started with the bestseller, Fruit Boost Range, and that's focused on dull and even skin tone and, you know, like tired skin. And to be honest, because as a being a mom and busy mom working, and I just have 5 minutes in the morning to look after my skin. So I was thinking about products with the, you know, like high percentage of active ingredients to give results in 5 minutes. So we created a scrub, and then, which is a skin polish, followed by a serum and SPF as well, moisturizer and SPF. So this covers you all day and give you a fantastic result to feel, you know, to feel happy from inside out.
Excellent. And Ali, I know that you've had quite the journey, haven't you, with your brand. I mean, launching just as a pandemic hit globally, and then of course now we're entering a time, a bit of a strange time in the UK, aren't we, where people are really kind of affected quite deeply by the rising cost of living. Have you found either of these things has affected your customer base?
Our main strategy before we launched the brand is to provide the solutions or treatments. And this treatment need to be a premium in terms of ingredients, and also at the same time it can be affordable. This was our mission. But since the pandemic, and after the pandemic, you see that there is an increase in the prices. We our strategy was to continue keep the RRP and maintain the same price, so people can get this from shelf or get it online, and it can be also affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that a lot of people are having to really think about, you know, their self-care and their wellness. And, you know, one message I'm always trying to get across is, you know, actually, beauty isn't a vanity project. You know, this is something that we all need to look after ourselves, to feel presentable to the world, to retain employment, to, you know, retain our social circles. So actually, you know, brands stepping up and helping people in that way, I think, is really essential right now. So where can people find your products? I'm sure there's a lot of people listening in today that would love to get their hands on some. So is it mostly from your own website?
Our products available at our website, wildsciencelab.com, and also available at feelunique.com.
Lovely.
Amazon. And we just recently launched also our brand in France, so it's available in some other websites overseas.
Lovely, brilliant. And just to end, really, just to get a bit more of insight into you, obviously you're a married couple, is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Is it difficult working together? And you know, it's always a good question when you find, a married couple that are trying to grow a beauty brand. It's not an easy feat by any means.
Yeah, but to be honest, we both work in a different, Ali's looking after the business overall, from the concept to budgeting and to managing the business, sales, marketing. But my side is I'm always in the creative side of the business, so I'm focused more on products to create products, and he focused to sell that product. So it's different. It's both of us having different, but as well combining both experience. Ali's experience more than 10 years in healthcare, my experience more than 10 years in beauty. So we combine both beauty and health to create these fantastic products that you can get from shelves to take, which is kind to your health and kind to the environment. Because as well, the brand is vegan, cruelty-free, and sustainable.
Lovely. Okay. And with the sustainability thing, I mean, obviously that this is an aspect of all business, not just exclusive to the beauty industry, but this is something that consumers across the board, really, when we're looking at food, transport, beauty, the lot, is so important. So how do you ensure that your brand is having sustainable practices?
Yes, of course. All our formulations have a high percentage of natural dried ingredients, and all our packaging is 100% recyclable.
Lovely.
We strive to minimize our carbon footprint as much as possible by offering a vegan and cruelty-free alternative approach to hair care and skincare.
Well, I know that there'll be a lot of people that are really happy to hear that. Well, thank you so much for both of your time today. It's lovely to meet you both. And just a reminder, if you can, of the website address again.
Wildsciencelab.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So joining me now is Aymara Coupe from the brand B Plus Radiance, a brand that I'm very sure that most of you have come across. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Lovely to have you here with us. Let's start by talking a bit about your background and how on earth you came to be a founder of a brand.
Hi, I'm really happy to be here with you today. Well, I've been in the beauty industry for a long time now. I wanted to be in the fashion industry, but I started at L'Oreal because my business school sent me for an interview at L'Oreal. So it was not a plan at the beginning, but finally I just ended up being so passionate about cosmetics and especially color cosmetic, of course. I started at L'Oreal as a product manager for makeup for L'Oreal Paris brand. And after 4 years, I joined Sephora collection here in Paris. So I moved to Paris from Canada, and I spent 6 years developing products for Sephora collection. It was just wonderful. Those years were just the Sephora collection booming everywhere in the world. We were opening with Sephora across the world. So it was a very an amazing experience. And at one point, I wanted to go back into a smaller brand or making sure that it was in a brand environment, not a retailer. And it's when Black Up arrived in being like my next step in my career path. Black Up mm-hmm. is a very small makeup brand founded here in Paris by an Ivory Coast makeup artist. And I took over the brand because he left the brand and he needed like someone to take over everything and to redo the entire portfolio. And this is very important in my career path because it brought me to that expertise of really being able to understand darker skin tones needs specific makeup result that we want also on those skins. It's yeah. not at all the same thing. And also being able to look at those different skin and being able to create makeup for darker complexion. So after 4 years at Black Up, I decided to continue my path on my own as a consultant, and I consulted for several brands, like big brands, multinationals, and also for very small brands as an expert for makeup, complexion, and skin tone specialist.
Amazing. So now here you are.
Yes, with your own brand.
but great. And tell me a bit about your heritage, because I know that you were born in Martinique, weren't you?
Yes, so. I'm multiracial. I'm mixed. My mom is from the French Caribbean, so my mom is a dark skinned person. I'm very light skinned, so this is why it's a bit difficult to understand when people yes. see me at the beginning. But my dad is from the north of France, so very light skinned, you know, even red hair people over there. But I grew up in Montreal in Canada, so I'm also multicultural.
Well, that's great, because you're bringing so much to the table there, aren't you? You know, you really understand that kind of, you know, the mixed race skin, how that affects, you know, what products you use. So it's something that's really familiar to quite a lot of people in society. So tell me about B Plus Radiance then. What was behind the brand? What are the ethics?
Well, the brand was created. I was working on a very specific project with a lab here in France. The project was to create a foundation without using silicone.
Yeah.
And silicone at that time, we're talking about like 2016, let's say, it was everywhere in every single makeup products. We could have like volatile silicones, which are very bad, or just dimethicones or type of silicones that we have even in skincare. But for me, it was so interesting to start working on a product that was non-occlusive. Mm-hmm. Again, occlusion is not bad when you have a very dry skin and you need to protect it. In the meantime, when you use a lot of occlusive products on a skin that is more like a, you know, normal to mix to oily, and especially when you have a melanin rich skin, most of the time occlusion is something very difficult to support to have on your skin. So the idea of creating makeup that was different, not necessarily 100% natural, but trying to get rid of a certain ingredients, making sure that it was good for the skin, good, like bringing like good things to the skin, started like working on that specific project. And it ended up being the first cucumber water based foundation. So that was the first product that brought me to creating a brand. In the meantime, I was a speaker and invited on different conferences to talk about my expertise with darker complexion. And at one conference, just after my speech, a guy was talking about the microbiome, and that was 2018. And I remember also Marie Drago from Galinée was also there speaking about her work. And that was for me like something like a game changer. I just realized that we couldn't look at the skin just with the idea of the skin that we had, you know, the epidermis and so on. We also needed to include the bacteria. Areas that are on top of the skin and are so important in that ecosystem. So that brought me to the second level, saying, okay, if I want a makeup that really do good to the skin, I need to take into consideration all that. And I was finishing working on the foundation, and then I went to see that doctor in biology and asking him if I could use his encapsulation of active probiotics that he had put like scientifically patented. And he told me, oh no, you cannot use that in cosmetics. It's not possible because you use water in cosmetics and preservatives. Mm. So it's not going to live, you know, it's a live bacteria. So you cannot use that. And I said to him, well, you know what? In makeup, we do have powders, and maybe we can put together a powder that would be also preservative free. And then we could include those probiotics, yeah, good for the skin. So the Be Radiance kind of brand was starting to really go further into that idea of finally creating a makeup that was not just skincare makeup. Mm. What I mean by that is you put like 2 drops of hyaluronic acid in a foundation with full of... Yeah. chemicals, and it's a skincare foundation. I mean, really working with makeup on the skin. So this is how it all started.
Yeah. I mean, most people listening into the show won't really think about bacteria being present on your face, but of course it's present all over your body, right? And bacteria isn't always a negative thing. Actually, the bacteria's, most of the bacteria's on our bodies are bacteria our body needs. It requires it to break down enzymes. And yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, fantastic combination. And the result is some amazing products. And you've got customers all around the world, haven't you? You've got followers everywhere.
Well, we are starting. I mean, we launched the first microbiome friendly makeup, like the powders and the blushes, including the probiotics. And also we have a multi-purpose oil that you can mix, and you can also with your foundation, and you can also use as a makeup remover that contain the probiotics. But this was launched like a year and a half ago. So we kind of started after the big year of COVID with the brand in a way, because we launched the foundation just before COVID. So in 2020, it was kind of a pause, but in the meantime, finalizing everything to make sure that we could launch the brand with the actual portfolio. So 2021, let's say last year was our real first year of being really active. And yes, we started to build a community in France, but also moving towards the Caribbean and Germany, because we also entered Douglas on the eShop. So starting to moving around, and we're definitely looking at the UK now.
Yeah, amazing. Well, we've recently covered, we did a show about acne, actually, and we talked a lot about different skin types with some top dermatologists. And they were sort of explaining, actually, that, darker coloured skin tends to produce more sebum because of, you know, the way it works with the melanin in the skin. And so actually, just thinking, I'm sort of thinking outside the box here and thinking, actually, a probiotic would really help to kind of balance that skin environment. Do you find that feedback from your customers is that their skin quality actually improves by using your products?
Actually, yes. Definitely for a lot of people with skin problems, looking at the microbiome and using prebiotics and probiotics can definitely help. But it's not true for everybody. And this is why it is so difficult, because it's not like a one solution. If we look at acne as an example, there are so many factors that can influence the acne process. It can be things that we eat. It can be also things that we put on our face, or the stress even can influence acne. So hormones, So many things. Yeah. But what we know for sure is that a balanced microbiome is definitely in line with healthier skin.
Yeah.
That we know. To what level, we don't know exactly. But on our website, we have a lot of comments. And sometimes we have customers saying, my skin is changing. By just like using your oil and some of your products. And the fact that when they change their makeup routine from a regular makeup routine to our products, For a lot of customers, they will say, oh my God, finally, my skin is not that much oily. I don't have that sebum like reaction during the afternoon when I had my makeup put in the morning. I feel it's more balanced. So definitely we have that. And lately we did a very interesting clinical study really on the probiotics and the microbiome, and we have very interesting results.
And I know that as well as, you know, being made of very sort of good, clean ingredients, your products also don't contain any microplastics, do they? I mean, this always feels very shocking to me that, you know, plastics are actually used not just in the packaging, but also they turn up inside the product itself. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, of course, our products do not contain any microplastic, no silicones at all. We don't use any mineral oils or petrochemical oils. But this is, in the industry, I think makeup is really the last category. I think a lot of effort has been done in skincare, in hair care. Yeah. I think makeup is still really struggling with that because we are looking at performance more than anything else. And if you want like a waterproof makeup, like a waterproof foundation, it will never be natural. Will have to use cyclopentasiloxane, isododecane, these type of ingredients that are petrochemicals and not necessarily exactly what we're looking for the environment and for our skin. Yeah. So it's all about trying to figure out where do I stop in terms of asking for the perfect performance and where, you know, like it's very personal in terms of choice. What I say is like makeup is more like you have McDonald's on one side and you have the salad bar. You don't have to eat at the salad bar every day, but if you do eat at McDonald's every day, you will end up sick or with a bad skin. So you need to figure out, like, if you're going out one night and you want a perfect waterproof makeup, go for it. You're not gonna die, but please, you know, for
balance and balance.
Yes. And regarding summer, I think wearing makeup at the beach is not necessarily the first thing you need. The first thing you need is a good sunscreen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's great hearing that from, you know, from a founder of a makeup brand to actually be saying, actually, you know, come on, let's be realistic here.
Yeah. And hat and your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Very important.
Absolutely. And I always find it, I mean, the name of the show, The Natural Beauty Show, you know, I'm very much into, you know, I love beauty products. That's why I'm so passionate. That's why I do what I do. And, you know, as consumers, we're really, really at a real peak of consumption in terms of beauty products and makeup and self-care products. But, you know, it always alarms me when we talk about, oh yeah, you know, there's petrochemicals in your products, there's plastics in your products. And you sort of think, gosh, I really hope that consumers are starting to become a little bit more savvy to this because, you know, for decades, we've just been served up this stuff with no real understanding of what was contained within it. And now suddenly we've got things like the internet, we've got a lot of experts speaking out. And so we're able to make much more proactive choices, aren't we? So actually that idea of balance, no one's saying, look, stop and don't feel your best, but they're saying, look, be realistic here. If you constantly, you know, compound your body with stuff like this, you know, petrochemicals do not belong on the human body at all. They just
And we have to think about how many products we use, because at the end of the day, it's probably the biggest problem. I would say we have a very strong regulation in Europe. And yes, it's true that a lot of tests have been made and we are kind of confident with what we put on the market. No one here in Europe can put something on the market without making sure that it's kind of, you know, tested and validated. Well, if they do, they can, you know, be in very big trouble. But at the end of the day, what we never do is testing the routine or the final, you know, the final result of everything we have put on our face and on our body. And this is where the buildup of, you know, the little, you know, microplastic here and the little sun, like chemical sunscreen there and here. And at the end of the day, we are going into a reaction. Yeah. And this is where also we see like a lot more of acne prone skins are concentrated in the cities. Are people using a lot of products as well? And so all this is...
And a lot of immune issues, you know, we're noticing that there's a huge increase in societies across Europe having, you know, quite a lot of immune-based disorders now. Mm-hmm. And you do wonder, is this the cumulative effect? You know, it's lovely to hear you say this, you know, as a fellow beauty expert, really, because I did a study on myself a few years back where I actually worked out on average every day. I looked at my own routine across a whole day and calculated how many products on average I was using on my body. And actually... If you looked at my morning routine, so say between 7 a.m. until say 9:30, 10 a.m. when I left the house, I was using 35 products. So you're quite right. You know, when you're looking at regulation, yes, it's regulated the single use of that single product. What it's not considering is that actually I'm a pretty average female and yet I'm using 35 doses of those ingredients on my body before 10 a.m. You know, yep. That's not that. So they need to look at the whole effect. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, friends will say 35, are you sure? But think about it. You know, you've got toothpaste, you've got deodorant, you've got shower gels, you've got shaving lotions, you've got eyeliner. You know, if you break it down, it's an awful lot, you know. And, you know, I should be able to, as a consumer, safely use those products and achieve the look and feel I want to achieve for myself. It's not a vanity thing, it's a self-confidence thing. It's you know, it's who I want to be. So yeah, really good point, well made. So thank you for that. So where can people find your products in the UK and also across Europe? I assume your website is the major place that people go to.
Yes, for now we have a UK website, which is uk.beradiancebeauty.com. And it's where the products are available. We're selling in the UK. Hopefully we will move forward. We are also on Feel Unique platform. So the products are available now on the platform as well. And we are looking forward to expand. We think that the UK is definitely the number one makeup market in Europe. So this is also very important for us to move forward. And also in the UK, a lot of people are aware about the microbiome, a lot more than in France, as an example. We're still very, you know, it's all new for us here in France. In the UK, you're more advanced in the knowledge of what can be different on the skin. Clean beauty is also more advanced in the UK. So I think it's a very interesting market for us, especially that it's also multiracial. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the key thing here, isn't it? I think attitudes are changing. So that whole idea of, you know, greener, cleaner beauty, more natural beauty, less damage to ourselves, less damage to the environment around us. But then that multicultural aspect as well, you know, for a long, long time, you know, people with darker skin tones have really been left off. And it's finally brands like yourselves that are coming in and saying, actually, we have needs for our skin and our needs are slightly different. And suddenly the needs are being met. So, yeah, it's really encouraging.
It's the very beginning, because for a long time, I mean, we were not thinking about darker complexions. I remember my mom like bringing me with her when I was a teenager. She wanted a red lipstick.
Yeah.
So we're going to all those Chanel, Saint Laurent Boots and so on. And she was trying the lipstick and saying, look, this is red. When I put it on my lips, it's not red.
Yeah.
And I remember myself saying to my mom, okay, mom, I see that, but what do you want me to do? I mean, it doesn't work. You know, and it's later that I just understood when I was at Blacka. I was like, oh my God, this is okay. It's another world. So R&D is not there. Well, it's starting to be there. But I remember also when I was at Blacka, I was calling some labs who create ingredients and active ingredients. And I was asking them, okay, do you have any research done on darker skin tones, melanated skin, something that could be interesting for us? And they were like, oh no, but this is so interesting. If you can do that, we would be so interested in having those data. So there's a big lack. And when you look at the teams at the beauty brands, most of them are light skin tones. So everything was taught for Caucasian skin.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I think it was 2015, around that, okay, we need to do line extensions. We need to extend the shades. So we just, you know, I think it just happened to be like this, because extending shades were like a very interesting way to do. But asking ourselves, is this formulation okay to do that good shade extension, because it's not always the case, and is it the right result on the darker skin, was another question. And I think that Fenty Beauty did like a very huge revolution, not because nothing existed before Fenty. I mean, we have to think about MAC, we have to think about Estee Lauder. I mean, even Clinique had so many shades. So it's not just about the shade. What Fenty did, she is multiracial native. She owns that. And it was so important to her that her foundation could suit her skin, especially when she was on stage. So everything was taught in that direction.
Yeah.
So it's just the beginning. But I think it's so important that we have that in mind. And it's really something that Be Radiance is, you know, engaged in trying to make sure that in the years to come, we will have more and more beauty brand starting to developing product with all skins in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure this is a topic we're going to bring up again at some point. So
I could speak for hours on that.
I could too. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's mammoth. Yes. And, you know, and so many people, amazingly intelligent people that can contribute to that conversation as well. So we'll definitely come back at some time and talk to you about that again. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been really insightful. Thank you so much. So just remind us again of the website, please, if you can.
uk.beradiancebeauty.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So joining me now are Danny Klein and Tamar Yeniv, who are the founders of makeup brand Gen C. Let's start, ladies, by telling me all about Gen C and where your inspiration came from for creating the brand.
Well, Tamar and I are longtime partners and friends. Not everybody knows that, but we have worked together for, we just calculated, I mean, it's officially 9 years, but it feels like we've been married forever. Yeah. We really care kind of about the future of beauty. You know, we care that brands, there's a new kind of energy of brands, let's say, that are changing the conversation, and that clean isn't about perfect. Sustainability isn't about perfection. It's about, you know, moving the conversation forward so that everybody has better choices. And the pandemic became the moment where for us, it was time to kind of find the best formulations out there and the best packaging solutions that were available at the time, and also bring a lot of joy, color, and fun to this conversation, so that swapping out the clean color became an easy and cool choice to make versus just something that was like, you know, oh, I can't relate to that, you know? And so that's really, you know, there's a lot of small stories and big stories within that whole narrative I just explained, but basically it was like, it was our time to do this. And that's how it all came to be, you know, during the pandemic.
Yeah, amazing. And Tamar, tell me a bit more about the sort of products that Gen C offer.
So I think that one of our, you know, one of kind of the light bulbs that went off as we were kind of thinking about Gen Z and kind of thinking about our next steps when the pandemic started is, you know, that we realized that one of the reasons that, you know, we were having trouble switching to clean makeup is we couldn't find the products that we liked as much as the products we were using. And the more people we talked to and the more focus groups we did, we realized that this was really the crux of it. Yeah. So when we set off to create Gen Z, what was really front of mind was that they have to be clean. They have to be sustainable. It has to be vegan. It has to be, you know, no fragrance, no nanoparticles, you know, the whole shebang. But it has to be as good as what you're currently using, as the products that you really, really love. And so, you know, we started with lipstick because, you know, as you can see, I've literally been wearing lipstick from when my mother would allow it, yeah. basically.
Yeah. Or not watch.
yeah. yes, exactly. You know, red hair and red lipstick, that has always been my trademark. And so, you know, we started with lipstick. People thought we were insane to do that when everybody was wearing masks. You know, luckily we had decently good timing that when we launched is, you know, just as the world was kind of starting to go back to normal. But this is, you know, certainly one of our hero products is 4 shades of super, super comfortable, but really high pigmented matte lipstick. They are named after our grandmothers and mothers because that's kind of the gen. In Gen Z. So the red that's on me is called Irene, which is my maternal grandmother. And she was this incredibly beautiful woman who always had lipstick, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so we started with that as kind of the basis for the line. And then we kind of created what we really wanted out there is our basics that we can't live without, you know, a mascara that, you know, is just incredibly good and has really become a staple for so many people. You know, 3 shades of Arch Support, which is a brow product that's kind of a 2-in-1 that both kind of holds as well as pigments. Clean Sheen, which is also a 2-in-1 lip and cheek, which has squalane in it, which is what really gives that glow. And, you know, this is, this is kind of how we came about to the first collection.
I can so relate to your brand. It's lovely. I mean, you've got all elements there, and you're absolutely right. You know, lipstick, lip products are something that men and women, that's one of the first thing we would experiment with on our faces, isn't it? If we were getting into makeup, right. You know, regardless of your sex, it's kind of, you know, it's the go-to. I mean, you know, I've got 3 daughters. They all love whacking the lipstick on and, you know, in all sorts of shades. But actually, even when we were wearing masks, I think most women had some sort of balm or tint.
Right.
Because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel made up. I think you can go out without eye makeup on or blush. But if you've got a lip tint, you just feel more ready, right, to take on the world.
That is our kind of like the thing that we always said to ourselves, you know, we don't always have time, but like, you know, maybe we have our jean jacket, our sunglasses and our lipstick and we're ready to like head out to the world with our armor. And that's all you need sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. So talk to me about the Gen Z customer. Who are they? Because actually, you know, we've got a strange thing going on at the moment, haven't we, in the world of beauty, in that age isn't really the determiner anymore. It's more of a belief, a shared belief. And it sounds like that's who your audience is as well.
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. That's exactly how we built the brand, because the Gen and Gen Z is really meant to encapsulate everyone, regardless of generation, mm-hmm. because the way we see it is kind of where the C comes from is that, you know, something's changed in the last couple of years. And the C is, you know, is seeing each other, you know, seeing our customers, seeing the people that work for us, seeing the people that create the product. Yeah. And really, you know, knowing that we and everybody else, you know, we want transparency. Right. That's also part of the C. And so, for instance, one of the ways in how we built the website is if you look at the product pages, you know, it's like a fact sheet because we don't want you to get buried in, you know, in marketing blurbs, you know, and that's part of the transparency. And, you know, also, if you look at the imagery is, you know, is a few different generations because we really do see this. You know, we tried to very consciously create a brand that would appeal to women 16 and 60 and everybody in between that shares our values and, you know, what we look for in life.
I think that there's, you know, different archetypes of people right now, they're naturally going to be interested in this brand. Just like you said, we see mothers, you know, buying it for their daughters, and the daughters, you know, being so quick to steal like that first product set out of their mom, you know, we're only a few weeks old brand, but yet, you know, there's that natural inclination, like, I want this, this is the thing I want for my mom's closet. Like, that's exciting. And that's what we imagined, you know. Yeah. You know, obviously the brand has a social first DNA, but it's very easy, I think, to kind of reach people that wouldn't necessarily consider themselves to be like, you know, clean beauty or sustainable, mm-hmm. you know, it might not be their first priority in terms of what they buy, but I think that it makes them want to come to the conversation. So I think that's very exciting for us as well.
Yeah. I mean, just expanding on that, I mean, you know, obviously we are highly influenced by our parents and our caregivers as a, at a young age, aren't we? And so, you know, for most of us, there's a real nostalgia and comfort in reverting back to products that we're familiar with from our youth, from, you know, when we were cared for. And so that's highly influential. And so what you've got now is, you know, a whole community of people that actually sustainability and clean beauty and, you know, that sort of choice is really important. And that's having a knock-on effect of the newer generations coming up, isn't it? Because that, you know, what we're creating here are brands that are going to be the go-tos for the future, for the very reason that actually to their parents, sustainability was a reason for buying that brand. It was important to them. And, you know, they do the research. They wouldn't just pick up whatever right. was available in the supermarket. They'd actually go out, use the internet to actually say, well, hang on a minute. These are the values that are important to me. What products are out there that can allow me to look and feel the way I want to feel going out into the world, but that, you know, match my ethics and my morals? Yeah. I mean, it's huge, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. If your identity is someone who cares for the planet and cares yeah. for other people, then, you know, you're going to be looking to you know, buy, to spend your money on brands that actually work with, you know, with your identity, yeah. With, you know, who you are in the world. Yeah. And, you know, the more brands like us there are, you know, the more buying power we'll have with, you know, with our manufacturers, with our suppliers, and the more it'll become a default.
Yeah, sure. Because it's tough at the moment, isn't it? As a clean beauty brand, it's still trying to find its feet. And there's a lot of misconception and miscommunication about what being clean and ethical and sustainable is all about. What does clean beauty mean to you at Gen Z? How would you define it?
Well, clean for us, I mean, you know, we kind of come down from sort of the sister brands before us, you know, and we've seen with the conversation they've created, and we've obviously been highly influenced by, you know, what Credo and Detox Market and Goop and, you know, Sephora, you know, they created this conversation. Let's just be honest. You know, there's a need by the customer, you know, and also, I'm having a moment here, but what's famous brand, Mar, that does this direct selling that has done a lot of lobbying in the United States also?
Beauty Counter.
Thank you. Yeah. So like, you know, there's amazing companies that have like gone out and said, okay, we want transparency, you know? And I think that's really what it's about for us, is that, you know, the formulations and what goes in them are obviously very important, but it's about a bigger conversation about sharing what we know, sharing the process, sharing, you know, where we are today and where we're going. And I think through that, we'll be able to always, you know, head towards better and bigger innovative ways to do things, you know, because it's about a whole ecosystem of, you know, both the formulation, the package, the carton, the supply chain, and also, you know, how does the customer get the product in the end? You know, there are many, many evaluation points and decisions along the way that make, I think, a brand to be clean. And that's what it means for us. It's about the bigger picture.
Yeah. Okay. And Tamar, what have been the challenges for you as a brand? You know, you've got very strong ethics as a brand. You know, your brand knows itself. It's got a very strong personality and it knows who it is. So what have been the challenges for you in creating the products that you wanted to create?
So, I mean, there is a lot of challenges along the way, but it's kind of par for the course, because we knew that, you know, we had very specific things that we said yes and no to from day one. So, you know, there are a lot of formulations that, you know, we can't touch, that, you know, they feel great, they look great, but they're just, they don't abide by our formulation standards.
And I cannot explain to you how much people try to cut that corner, you know, when you're, you know, they want you to bend towards them and not the other way around. There are very few, there's thousands and thousands of labs, you know, and formulations and things that you can explore as you're and you know, to hold a sort of frame of what can't be in your products really limits the creativity, but makes you, in terms of what the labs think they can offer. But once they get it, you see that they can like really flourish into a new way of making makeup that can be as high performance as anything that we've seen, you know? Yeah.
I'm just going to say that it's the same thing with the packaging, because we're not going to take not sustainable packaging. So this has been like one of the biggest things that, you know, we've put a ton of time and resources into, is really sourcing, whether it's post-consumer recycled materials and, you know, at a fairly high percentage, or bio-based material. You know, one of the things about our lipstick packaging, for instance, is if you'll notice, it's very light. The reason that it's very light is that there's no magnet inside, like most companies do, because it can't be recycled if there's a magnet inside. So we have to source different solutions. And, you know, it's been a challenge, but hey, this is what we set out to do to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this kind of new movement really is about educating the consumer, isn't it? It's about, you know, saying, okay, so you're used to receiving this product in a certain package with a certain way of functioning, but what we're seeing is this is going to perform the same, if not most definitely better, but you're going to be receiving it in a slightly different way, and you know your expectations of how, you know, you're going to be transporting that product might be different, how you store that product might be different, and how you apply Absolutely. That product might be different, but that's okay. And it's kind of holding the hand of the consumer and saying, trust us, just, you know, get used to this change little by little, and we'll all reap the benefits from that. I think there's going to be some really exciting listeners listening to this today, and they're going to want to know where they can get their hands on your product. So obviously this show does go out to America and the UK. And so where can we buy your products? I want to get my hands on some, definitely. I mean, it's lovely because, you know, for many, many years, I've been able to, you know, get my hands on decent clean beauty products for my body. I've not yet come across a makeup brand that's doing it quite so well. So where can we find you?
So right now we're sold only on our website, which is gencbeauty.com. And because both the UK and the US are major markets for us, we ship directly from both. So it's, you know, it's very
locally.
We ship locally. Exactly. It's quick and easy shipping, both the US and UK. I think probably sooner rather than later, you'll be able to find us in retailers, fairly soon.
Yeah, that's amazing. And just to clarify with everybody, it's Gense, spelled G-E-N-S-E-E, just so everyone knows the correct spelling to find you. Well, yes. Ladies, it's been amazing talking to you about this, and such an exciting time for the world of beauty. Lots of change going on, necessary change, and it's all about time. And it's great for consumers that are really looking for products like this that really sit well within their own personal ethics. So thank you for joining me and shining some light on Gense.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.